Okay, let's try that again.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Pure Faith Podcast.
Second one today.
A podcast where we discuss all things Bible. I am your co-host, Michelle, and this is my chocolate milk drinking brother, Mitchell.
That's me.
Who is co-hosting today, or hosting today, and who is going to bring us a Bible study.
Yay.
All right, so we ask that you like this video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and don't forget to hit the notification icon to be notified when new episodes are released.
Somebody got overeager and started before I was ready.
I did. I started, and he didn't hit the start button. We didn't pray. Like, it was just bump, and we're trying to get this early.
Go.
Yeah. One of those nights. So, yeah. Whoa. So, how are things?
Good.
Are they?
Sure.
Fantastic.
I got metal over me.
Yes. I told him. I'm like, you got metal shavings in your mustache on the side of your face. So if you see glitter while he's talking, that would be why.
It is not divine anything.
No.
It's just aluminum shavings.
Mm. Huh. Nice. So.
Mm-hmm. See,
yeah.
I don't know if I have anything. I think it's safe to say that our cat is officially staying.
Okay. So even after you took it to get it fixed, it came back?
Yep.
Okay.
She actually became even more lovey-dovey after that.
Oh, my. With who?
Anybody and everybody.
Oh, just laying on the lap and wanting to be around everybody.
Yeah.
Mm.
She even laid on my lap the other night. She doesn't do that. So.
Well, good. Jazzy?
Jazzy.
Here to stay. Which is good. We actually, I was just leaving the house and I was telling Daniel about the upcoming things that were happening within our family. And I said, well, I'll be here with Dad. I got the dogs. He's like, well, you got the cat. And I'm like, what do you mean I got the cat? I'm like, I'll feed the cat and change the litter box. I'm like, I don't pet the cat. I don't interact with the cat. The cat's just there. Like, I'm not a cat person, but we've always had a cat.
Daniel's a cat person, though.
Daniel is such a cat person.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he's
I didn't realize that till Christmas.
Oh, he's such a cat person.
Yeah.
Ugh, cats and dogs. Like, him and Wyatt were playing on the floor when he got home from... track practice. So Wyatt's our new puppy that we got. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. He's an animal loving kid. He really is. And he's got a big heart. So my heart's not that big, obviously.
No, you're kind of like the Grinch.
I'm a pack leader. I'm a pack leader. I put down the rules. You follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, you're out. Pack leader. Just how I am. My kids are like, you're so mean to animals. I'm like, well, first of all, I never grew up with an animal in my house.
No, we didn't.
And I'm not the one who wanted the animals in our house. Y'all did. And who takes care of them? Me. Me. So. But when our first
sounds like somebody's a little bitter about it.
When our first cat passed away, though, I think I cried more than anybody just because it was devastating. It really was. So whatever.
I was thinking that yesterday morning. That at this point, if Jazzy leaves, then it's going to be pretty devastating for the family. Because now she's even like the boys have to sleep with the doors open now.
Because Jazzy might come in or out.
That way Jazzy can go in and out when she wants. We can't lock her in the room because
she'll want out. She'll at some
start
point.
Scratching at the floor and want out. And,
yep.
But if we keep the doors open, then she'll come and go as she pleases. And I think she makes her rounds and sleeps with everybody at some point.
So she works the night shift.
Pretty much.
Yep. That's the way our cat is. Works the night shift. Sleeps all day, up all night.
Yeah. So
that's okay. That's good for them. They get the cat inside, but they got the roosters outside.
Yeah, they chase those two.
Oh, What are the roosters' names?
I don't know.
Zeke tried to tell me, and I could not understand what he was saying.
I don't know. I don't go by names.
Oh, he was telling me all about it. I don't know. And, well, of course he names them.
Yeah. They do have names. Because I remember him, the white one was out, I don't know, a couple nights ago. And they were chasing it around the yard. And he was yelling his name. And I'm like, okay.
What are you saying? That's what I'm like,
whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're funny. They are comical. I find Ephraim to be probably more ornery than what Eli ever was.
Yeah. And he has that look.
He's got that look. But in church on Sunday, he had bibs on. How many times did you grab him from the back of the bibs?
I don't know, a few times.
Oh my gosh. So, and then he just gives that look. Scrunched up eyebrows. Yep.
Okay.
They're good kids.
Are we ready to get started?
I mean, you said you had this many notes.
Yep. It's going to be an interesting evening.
I didn't start a clock. Let me just go ahead and start a timer of, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me rehydrate.
I'm going to just sit here because since he has no notes, I have no notes. I don't even know if I'm supposed to write anything down because at this point, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I might say something interesting.
Maybe.
I don't know what I'm going to say, but it might be interesting.
It might be.
All right. So let me get situated here.
Oh, there's that small amount of notes you got.
Yeah, there's a few. So we are still in Hebrews 11:6.
Okay.
We're finishing up this last portion of it. As a refresher, Hebrews 11:6 reads, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." So we've already covered the majority of this. And we spent a lot of time on this concept of drawing near to God.
Mm-hmm.
And we also covered the fact that we have to believe that he exists in order to be able to draw near to him. But what we need to cover yet is that he rewards those who seek him. And first, let's cover this concept of rewards. So if you have been watching everything that we release, then you would have seen, is it two or three
episodes
ago, then I talked about treasures in heaven and how different ways that you can acquire treasures in heaven and what treasures in heaven actually means. And the basic concept of that is the fact that when you get to heaven, there are going to be rewards. And those rewards could be, there's different levels of rewards.
Yeah, as I said, there's levels.
We don't know what those rewards are going to be, what they're going to look like, how they're going to play out. But we know that you can either receive no reward or anywhere up to great rewards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on
how we live our lives.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad somebody was paying attention.
I actually was thinking, oh, I could probably say some of this because I was paying attention. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's because it hit me. Like, you know, we talked about it. You know, you could just walk this earth and be faithful and know that Jesus died on the cross for us and not speak one word of it and not go out of your way to you know, talk to people about it or, you know, whatever. Just walk a straight path and just know it and know that you're going to heaven.
Yep. If you do that.
And you're getting level one and you're going to go to heaven and you're just going to live.
Yep.
The rest of eternity in heaven.
That would be what I would consider the base level.
Yep.
And that would be, I would consider no rewards except for the fact that you are going to heaven.
Right.
So as long as you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you have access to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you may not receive any special rewards.
Right. Right.
Whenever you get there. And, but then if you go out and you're...
Help spreading the good word of Jesus Christ. That's what we're doing. Anyhow, you know, then that's the, that's another level.
Yes. And you can help us spread that good news by sharing this
video with others.
This whole podcast.
Right. But you, that's true. So that's a different level of rewards when you get to heaven. Yes, you're going to get to heaven because you believe in Jesus, that he died for our sins. And you spoke the word, the good word, and now you get to have rewards when you go into heaven.
Yep.
And then there's another step.
And then if you start being persecuted
mm-hmm.
for, you know, proclaiming Jesus, for telling people about Jesus, and you start to get attacked physically, spiritually, emotionally, just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this whenever we talked about the Beatitudes. If you do get persecuted for Jesus, for the sake of Jesus, then that's going to up the reward even more.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ultimate reward would be if you are martyred for Jesus, for Christianity. I don't think we're going to have that here in the U.S., at least hopefully not anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But that is... That would probably be the ultimate reward.
Right.
But then there's also other categories, because we're talking about rewards, because that's what this verse is talking about, is rewards. But there's also crowns.
Oh, yes.
And there's several crowns that you could be awarded. I know there's a crown of righteousness. I think there's a crown of salvation. I don't remember what the rest of them are. I have not done the deep dive into this stuff yet. It's something that is on my list of things to study.
Okay.
These rewards, these crowns, and all that type of stuff. But as of right now,
we just know they're there.
We just know they're there.
Yep.
And there, I know for sure that there's no specific explanation of what the rewards are. So everything that I know or that I've heard, it's come from outside sources, not biblical sources. So it's not biblically accurate because we have nothing in the Bible that tells us. But I don't know where I was going with all that, but we're talking about rewards. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you would have watched that episode a couple of weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, I don't know when it was. Then we talked about those rewards, those treasures in heaven, and basically how to get them, which was basically, like you said, how we live our lives.
Yeah.
So it's doing those good deeds. It's doing doing good works.
Mm-hmm.
Living your life according to the fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a good person, being a good person who's proclaiming the good news of Jesus,
right?
You're going to receive rewards,
right?
At some level, and you'll probably end up earning some crowns. And
yep.
You will get good things. Mm-hmm. But here's the other thing that this verse says. He rewards those who seek him.
Okay.
So we've spent a lot of time on this concept of drawing near to God. And the fact that we can't just go to God. We are impure.
Nope.
We are corrupt. I mean, we just have original sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are not able to just go to God. But it's through Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, through his death on the cross, through his life, that we can be cleansed by Jesus to the point that we can approach God. So we approach God through Jesus. Well, the thing about that is, even though we have access to God through Jesus, God's not just going to give us everything we want.
No.
So it's like going back to like you were talking about whenever we're talking about rewards at the base level. You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Okay, so now you have access to God. But if you don't do anything with that, if you don't do anything for the kingdom, if you don't seek God, then why would he do anything for you? It'd be like a relationship. If you're in a relationship, a marriage, friendship, any kind of relationship, if you never talk to the person that you are friends with or married to or dating or
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is, what kind of relationship would that be? You can't have a relationship without communication, and you can't have communication without going to that person, without seeking that person to converse with them. Well, it's the same thing with God. We need to have that communication. Our main form of communication is prayer. So if you spend time in prayer, then that is like spending time in conversation with God. The more you spend time communicating with God, then the better relationship you have, and the more rewards you can then receive. But until you have that relationship, you're just walking blind. I mean, it's like you were saying, like if you're somebody who just, yes, I accept Jesus Christ, but then you go down to your basement and then never see the light of day and never talk to any other person again, well, you're not doing anything for the kingdom.
You'll go to heaven.
You go to heaven, but that's going to be about it. So,
And to it and you know to just even to have a relationship also, you need to know that person, whether you're married,
yes.
friends, same thing with Jesus, same thing with God. You find that in the Bible, verse by verse. It doesn't need to be the whole Bible, but you take a dive into the Bible and you focus on his word. It helps you in your prayer and that relationship that you have as well.
Yes.
And that can get you another reward when you go into heaven, just knowing his word, knowing, what the Bible says.
And we've said this in the past too. The more you study the word, the more you grow in faith. That's kind of why we're here. It's why we're in Hebrews to begin with. We're talking about faith. So the more you study the word, the more you get to know God, get to know Jesus, like you're saying, your faith will grow. The more your faith grows, the more you understand. The more you understand, the more you want to learn. The more you learn, the more your faith grows. It's just an
The
ongoing,
cycle,
it's a snowball effect. So, and that's what, we are called to do. But then take that knowledge and also share it with others so that they can also,
Whether it's communication in your church, whether it's communication, when you're with friends and socializing. I think that for some reason, just Bible verses themselves, they'll come out in church. And the thing is that it shows up everywhere, just like we were in church on Sunday. And one of the church members was talking about an appointment, and I said, he has a path for you. And she has that on a bracelet that she has. I had that because I had a message to give to Daniel.
it's actually Jeremiah 29, 11
Jeremiah,
through
wait, do you have
13,
this?
right there.
Oh my gosh.
So I was thinking about trying to figure a way how to segue into it.
So no, listen. Listen to this. No lie. This is crazy. We were in church on Sunday, but prior to Sunday last week, last Friday, I had, well, times are off. Anyhow, a week ago, I had to send in a senior parent letter that they publish in the yearbook. Okay. Jeremiah 29:10. Is that what that is?
Well, this is 11 through
11
13.
through 13. For know that he has a plan for you, right?
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
So
this may not be the exact one that you're
so sorry, but no, but in all honesty, as a senior, when you're graduating high school, you want your kid to know that there is a path that's already made for you. Like, I know that you are, I know that at this point, you have no idea what the future holds, but you're not supposed to. He has a plan for you. We come to church on Sunday. Someone has an appointment and I just say that, you know what, but he's got a plan for you. So no matter how this appointment goes and your anxieties and your worries, it does not matter because he's got a path for you. And then we come in here and you got the same thing.
Yep.
And no lie, when we're in church, I'm putting together a thing for a coach, the swim coach. And Dawn at church, one of our church members, she gave me the exact same thing to give to Coach Travis.
Really?
So that's four. Me, two church members, and you with this Bible verse today.
I'm looking up to see what the NIV, because that's probably the one that most people are more familiar with.
Probably.
So NIV. Verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So that's the one that people quote is the NIV, because it has that idea of,
you can relate hope. To it. Yeah. Really? Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, some Bible versions, you can get lost in a lot of words when you keep it simple like that.
And that's, I typically use the ESV because it is a better study Bible for doing more of a deeper dive study. For quoting, it's not the best version.
Not at all.
Or NIV. And that's,
and this is, and in my letter to Daniel and in the yearbook, you know, I just put on there, just know that he has a plan for you. And then I just put Jeremiah 29:11. And I don't even know if I put 11:12. I don't even know what I put, but for when he looks at that and, you know, in the future, he can go to that and he'll be able to read that verse, or anybody else that looks at it. Cause really all students are going to get it. You have no idea who's going to look at that. I mean, that is a message that I'm putting out there in a publication that many of people are going to see, and how many people might turn to that. That's me helping spread the good word of Jesus in a publication and they'll put it in there.
And it could be that simple as just putting something like that out there, you know.
It says mom and dad, it's underneath his baby picture. But in all honesty, you know, we talk about social media, how good and bad social media can be. But if you look at kids right now, your kids are too young, be thankful. But you look at, like, Noah doesn't have social media, but Elle has social media, Olivia has it, Daniel has it. And I'm about 99% sure all three of them have a Bible verse that's connected to them, either on Instagram or on their Snapchat name. Like, there is a Bible verse that they, quote unquote, live by, and they have it out there. So anybody who likes their page, or anybody that sees them, sees that Bible verse, and any of them could just say, I wonder what that is. Yep. Let me just look it up. And you can Google it. It's not even that you have to have a Bible.
Yeah.
Google the verse. And they might be like, so here's this person. They live by this verse. Maybe I should take a dive into it.
It's true.
I mean, really, there could be evil things out there, but there could be really good things out there, too.
But the reason I had that in my notes.
Why did you have that?
Is because of verse 12.
Okay.
Not because of verse 11. Okay. I put verse 11 in there because, you know, it's verse 11. Yeah. But verse 12, and this is now the NIV. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So this ties back to why, talk about it. It mentions seeking here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our verse from Hebrews 11:6 is saying.
Yep.
You know, God will reward those who seek him. And here it's saying that if you seek him, and you will find him, if you seek him with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's another thing that I like to point out too. The same message is found in so many different books in the Bible. So many different books you can find that same message.
That's one of the reasons why I love the Bible the way I do. I mean, that's why I like to study it. That's why I like to spend time in it, because there are so many connections that people don't realize. I mean, that is where
and the Old Testament and the New Testament, you can find the same message over and over and over again.
Yep. It's very true.
Yeah.
How much time we got left?
We got about a minute, 51 seconds.
Okay. So there's no point in going into Noah yet. So we can just stick here or just call it good. But
well, did you have a few more notes? I know you were going to go to the Bible. I didn't know that you were doing this. That's, again, how crazy this is. He gives me no notes. And
let me read my notes.
How about you read your notes?
I'm done.
Oops. Oh, shoot. No, for you not having any notes, this actually went really well, because not only I felt like I was very involved tonight.
Yeah. And I considered, you know, canceling, because we have an extra episode in the bank. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I don't actually need the notes. I hardly ever use the notes. As long as I have the scripture in front of me and then that God.
And again, we pray before just to give us the words. And I find it so many times how things can be connected when people are not on the same level with things. You know, we talked about it in church when you gave your message about crowns and how the song that Becca, that she chose for worship, you know, went right along with your message, and she had no idea what you were going to be giving your message on. Like, the Lord speaks to us and we don't even realize it until we're sitting here right now. I get thrilled. I get so thrilled about it. I had no idea. It's the little things in life.
I don't get as thrilled about it.
Right. Maybe. But you get thrilled about other things. But yeah, I just thought that was.
Yeah, I don't know if thrill. I don't know if I get thrilled about anything.
You know, not even ice cream. Like, ice cream.
There's a reason Paige and I work well together. Neither one of us are extreme anything. It's
I are the complete opposite. I get thrilled over a lot of things, and he's like, seriously, stop it.
Yeah, we're both pretty even keel about things.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
People say I'm laid back, and then they meet Paige. They're like,
oh, Paige is really laid back.
Unless I make her mad, then she's not laid back.
Jess, today you had made a comment. She's in, you know, when she comes to church, and she's like, I just really like how your brother handles parenting those boys. Like, you're so laid back with them. Like, it's like.
Who sent that?
Jess from church. So, who I work with. Yeah. You know, she's got little ones. Yeah, you do. But, you know, she's got little ones. And it's just different to see, you know, to see how dads handle things differently. Some can be on edge when their kid might be acting up in church. And then there's you.
Yeah,
it's kind of, the whole church though knows, like, it's kind of like, oh, there they go. Yeah.
Like when I had to go running down the center aisle because Ephraim just decided to take off.
Oh yeah, he did. I thought
he was doing a good thing. He had a handful of the envelopes for the tithing donations that he was going to come up here to put in the offering.
But they were all empty, weren't they?
They were all empty. This is at the beginning of church, not the end of church. Like, we were still doing the opening songs, and he just darts.
I thought he was going to come up with me to sing. I wasn't sure what was going on at that point, but yeah.
Then I was holding Eli, so I'm carrying Eli, and I'm chasing Ephraim, and it was fun.
Yeah, like I said, it's just, and the church just loves it, because little ones are fantastic.
Okay.
They're even better when they're not yours.
I guess.
All right. So we thank you for joining us. Please leave a comment on this video or go to our contact page at purefaithliving.com and leave us a message. And as always, if you like what you hear, then we ask that you share the show with others to help us to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Don't forget to subscribe, and we will talk to you again next time.
Have a blessed day, everybody.